practice here. Okay, so B'siyata D'Shmaya, Bezrus Hashem Yisborach, we're going to use these days, please God, for Hazara, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then we'll have a sign-up sheet for Thursday morning. I think it's from 9:30 to 11:30. And we'll see. It'll either be 9:30 to 11:30, or maybe 9:30 to 11, and then have a chumash from 11 to 11:30. It depends upon whether we can do chumash on Wednesday or not, depending upon Chazar. So we'll figure that out. Tuesday, maybe we'll start a little bit earlier this Tuesday. You'll be in the base measure, so we'll send the hodah. Sorry, from 9:30 to 10:30, we're giving a faher in Detroit, but over Skype. In Masech the Kiddush.
Oh, you mean for high school?
Yeah, for high school.
Entrance
for him? No, it's not an entrance. They're already admitted to the school.
Which high school?
Akiva. Akiva Nechamtano. Akiva Nechamtano. Okay, so let's begin. So someone has a packet test for me? Yes. Okay, I got it. Thank you. Okay. So Sukkah Gzula is a machlokus in Sukkah Lamed Aleph Amar Aleph. The Lez of Posel Chachomim Machshir. So what's the case? The verse says somebody has a sukkah and you evict him from his own sukkah. Because he has a sukkah in his own backyard, and you say, hey, get out, I'm using that sukkah. Because he has a sukkah in his own backyard. Think about that. This height of chutzpah, right? Right. He has a sukkah in his own backyard, and you evict him from his sukkah. Tokev as Havera will see you misutoso. So Rav Lezer says possible. So the Gemara explains that either because Rav Lezer holds Karka Digzelis, so you have a Kinyan Gzela on the Karka. See, don't think like Shachter mentioned that Karka Digzelis means there's an issue to steal karka, and karka in itself means no. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to steal, even karka. Right? You're not allowed to steal. Right? That's a given. You can't steal. In other words, don't think you can only, the only thing you can steal is shtenders, because they're movable. Even not shtenders. You can't steal karka. But the question is, but is there a Kenyan gzela on, like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, on the thing? Or do we say you can't really be motzi? So, in other words, you really can't have a Kenyan gzela on karka because it's not movable. It's not like... So, one second. So, Valeza says that you can't be yotze with a sukkah shu'ula. So, And if karka is an exelus, it's a sukkah gzula. So, and even if you hold karka who's not being exelus, it's still shu'ula. So either way, it's no good. If you hold the sukkah ain't an exelus, it's still a sukkah. Rav Lezer holds two things. You can't be yotzi with a sukkah shu'ula, and you can't be yotzi with a sukkah gzula. So if karka is ain't an exelus, so it's still a sukkah shu'ula. And if the karka is an exelus, it's a sukkah gzula. And either way, it's no good. And Chachamim say that you could be yotzei with sukkah shu'ula, you just can't be yotzei with sukkah gzula, but karka ain't an exelus. One second. And the Ritva explains it that since you're not kona, if you hold karka in an exelus, means that you're not kona. It stays in the reshus of the original person. So therefore, it's not considered mitzvah b'mavera. Like Rav Shecht explained, that in other words, you have to have a kinyan gzela. That you're chayiv and onsin. In other words, when you take something, it's not yours, it's the other guy's, but the Torah gave us certain responsibilities that if something happens to it, the onus happens, you're responsible. So the question is, do you have that by karka or not? But you say, no, it's totally in the other guy's reshus. You're just doing something that's not right by using his property that's not proper to do that. But it's not a mitzvah of avera. So if karka is zealous, it's a mitzvah of avera, there it's mitzvah. Karka ain't in zealous, it's not a mitzvah of avera. Shimon, what did you want to say? So that's the machlokas. And then the Rambam says the same thing. Rambam writes, Rambam paskins that a sukkah gzul is kshera. So that's what Rambam says. Ketzav, in tokov, shokhaverim, otzir misukoso, begozla, yashaba, yotza, shein karkin exelis. It doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. Like Rav Goldberg Satzal, Kerem Yavda said, you know, you're not going to give him shishi for it, you know what I mean? But you know, it's not a proper thing. But the mice, technically, he's. See, it's interesting that mitzvah baba veira is a technical halachic thing. It's not like any time you do something that's not nice, you know, yotze. In other words, he did something that's not nice. It's not a nice thing to do, to evict somebody from his own sukkah. You know, but so the question is, if you do that, are you yotze or not? Kuliyabalo pligi, that it's not a proper thing. So, but the question is, just because it's not a proper thing doesn't necessarily make it a mitzvah gabal bavera. Okay, number three. Tein divrei hayushalmi be'inyan sukkah b'rishus harabim. So the Yushalmi Perik Gimel Halacha Aleph says Kehada Gamliel Zuga Avad La Matla Gel Shuka Avad Rish Lakish Amalei Avad Rish Lakish Amar Mat Sharlach. So he made a sukkah in the shuk, meaning he made a sukkah in the Rishus Rabbim, like people do this all the time, right? They put it in the sidewalk. There's so many sukkahs. You walk in all these neighborhoods, even in this neighborhood. We have some, what?
On the plaza.
Well, they don't we'll do it on the plaza. They don't make a sukkah on the plaza. Yeah, the Rubens. They used to make it right next to the block there. And then that was before the plaza. Once they had the plaza, they didn't do that anymore. Then they put it side of Reuben. Because the whole point is one of the workers told me, one of the people in charge told me, they have to make a sukkah against the wall, because or else it's going to be too flimsy in the the wind and stuff like that. So they have to put it against some wall. So they put it against Reuben this year. So that's still a sukkah b'shus harabim. So the Mer says that the Gamaliel Zuga, they made a sukkah b'shus harabim, and Reish Lakish passed by, and he said, "Who gave you permission?" The Prey Moshe says, "It's feel like a man d'omer shu'ula p'sula. No b'shus harabim not p'sula. Need to karkin exels, who come b'shus harabim lav karkin didehu." So he says, in other words, the way the Prey Moshe learned is that it was possible, in other words, you're saying it's no good al sukkah shu'ula. And the Korban Eidah says, "Mi yitur l'chalas al sukkah kan v'lo asalei mamid of the b'dyeved yotza feel b'karka gzula. In other words, he didn't say to him, oh, you're not yotza. He just said, who gave you permission to do this? So it's not sure that you're yotza, you just want to know who gave you permission to do it. And the Orza Ruah quotes this Yerushalmi. And the way the Orza Ruah learns, that's question four, is that he asks you who permitted you to do that, because even though it's kosher, if you hold like Karkei and Gzelus, but who says you can do that L'chatchila? Not everything that's kosher is the proper thing to do L'chatchila. So he says, So you see from this Yerushalmi, the way the words of Ruach learns, says that you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. That's why I was, this year when they changed the whole sukkah matzav, that the sukkah that they had that was in the Rishus HaYachin, which was wood, and that was perfect, and then they made it canvas. And the one that was good with wood, that they put in the Rishus HaRavim. So to make sure that every sukkah has a problem, and this way you'll be a lamdan to figure out which sukkah you should eat in. And they didn't want to make it too simple to have a sukkah that would be without any questions.
From canvas, what's about the question?
But the broyers, they also have canvas, I saw. The one by the school there.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
What? For the strings, we didn't get up to the strings. We didn't talk about the strings yet. We'll see. We have to see what the story.
We spoke about something about a ritual, about ritual, about where he applies by something that requires a ritual, right?
Yeah, that's a different thing, yeah.
But, so we said that...
But then he was chosen from that.
No, but, so why is Lula, so Lula goes to this postal because it's part of a ritual, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Lots of Tavon and Roy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Number five. So that was the Yerushalmi in Sukkah, but there's another Yerushalmi in Bava Kamma. Yerushalmi in Bava Kamma speaks about the halacha is that the people used to. The halacha was that you're supposed to light in the street. Right, that was what they did in Bizman Chazal. Then Bizman Hazeh, Shas HaSakona, they say Minichu al Shulchano V'dayo. You just put it on the dining room table. So that's what we do. The Ramadi said, put it on the dining room table. Minichu al Shulchano V'dayo. That's it. So. So the halacha is you're allowed to put fire in the street for near Hanukkah. So if somebody comes by and gets damaged, you're okay and you're off the hook because you did it with permission. Because the Chazal told us this is what you're supposed to do. Near Hanukkah, Pod Meshub Rishus, the Chachamim, Omri Mekach, Mekach Chayim. The Chachamim disagree and say, no, you're still Chayim. But Elu Shehein Osi Sukkos B'Piskei Chani Yoseihem B'Chag Neishehu Rishus Uba Acher V'Huzak Mehen Chayef. What if you put your sukkah in the street?
That
the owner of the Ner Chanukah is Chayef, right? Right. Even though he has Rishus. Right.
What was the
Svara? Because just because you have Rishus to put it there doesn't mean that you have to keep. Moshe says, like the Wayu, they have guards. So you should sit there and watch to make sure no one gets damaged by your. Doesn't mean just because you have a heter to light it in the street means that therefore if anyone you have to sit there by the candles. question? He's just saying there's a machlokas tanoi whether if somebody gets damaged by your nearest Hanukkah, are they chayiv or not? Right. Yeah. Right. So, no, one second. But then Yushalmi says, what about on sukkahs? If you put your sukkah in the street. So then Yishalmi says, then Yechayev. They sure sus. But Eil Shehin Osis Sukkos Bepiskei Chani Oseim. Mechag Mezeshu Rishus. Ma Achev Huzak Vehem Chayev. One second. So. Yeah, so the Korban Eidus, the Pnei Moshe says, maybe shuv rishus mitzvah osim rishus rabban. In ba'achem v'huzak mehen chayev v'nisko. Shemalabayis. In other words, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to put in the rishus rabban. You shall be saying, but you still have to be responsible. It's not like Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah you have to put it in the rishus rabban. In Sukkah you don't have to put it in the rishus rabban, but you're allowed to put it. So this Yerushalmi's mashma, that you're allowed to put a sukkah in the Rishus Rabban.
What was the
time
of that scholar?
One second. If you look in the Rashba on page 9, the Kikam Rav Yudim Rechanik is a mitzvah larika. Here's the Rishus. If you want, you can put it in the Rishus Rabban. So therefore, you're still responsible. Ner Chanukah, you're potter, because it's a mitzvah to put it. So you have an unbelievable. The way the Rashba learns Yerushalmi is that Yerushalmi in Bava Kama is saying it's mutter, which is against the Bavli, because the Bavli says if you put it in Rishus Rabim, that's a sukkah gzula, and then it's a machlokas whether Kaka and Exelis or Kaka and Exelis. Yerushalmi is saying it's Mutal Chatkhila, probably. And the Tosefta says the same thing on page 10. The Tosefta says, Ko Eil Yusachim Apiske Kariyasem Rishus Rabim Kagaf Vishesh Lamashus. So the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta both say you're allowed to put a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim. It's just that you got to just be careful that no one gets hurt by it. And if somebody gets hurt, it's your responsibility. So, and the Magen Avraham wrote a perish on the Tosefta also on page 10. He writes that Beis Din gives permission to put a sukkah b'shus rabim. So it's not gezel. So you get special permission. Yeah, we'll see. We didn't get to it yet. But so there's a whole slew of Jesus. You have the Yerushalmi and Bava Kama, and the Tosefta. Yerushalmi and Sukkah seems to say that you're not supposed to do it. It might be still kosher, but man sharloch. But the Yerushalmi and Bava Kama says it's mutter to do lechatchila. Thank you. then there's a Magen Avraham, Tav Reish Lamed Zayin, page 11, that says that you're allowed to do it. The Shulchan Aruch says it's kosher, but the Magen Avraham says, yeah, but you're still not allowed to do it. And it's not a mitzvah b'aveira, but you still did it improperly. You did it through an improper way. Just like the Gemara says, if you steal flour from somebody and you bake a cake and now you want a mafresh challah, so you can be mafresh because you did a shinui, but you can't make a bracha. He's a mevarach el menayis. So the Magen Avraham says the same thing over here. Say you steal a lulav, so what's the halacha? So you were kona etzei before the mitzvah, so you didn't need the mitzvah to be kona. You gozel v'knol below siyah ha-mitzvah kosher, but you shouldn't make a bracha. So you see from that din in Tav Reish Mem Hei Aleph that even if it's not a mitzvah b'aveira, but you did an aveira in the course of the action, even though it's not technically a mitzvah b'aveira, because the aveira didn't cause the kinyan, even by metalkin or by karka, certainly not, because it's a karka in itself, you still can't make a bracha. So that's the Magen Avraham Shita. The Magen Avraham Shita is when you make a sukkah b'shus haram, you can't make a bracha. So people ask, it's against the other Magen Avraham, because the other Magen Avraham says in Feirish that it's mutter to even build a b'shus. So the pashas is, like some explained, that Magen Avraham is explaining the Tosefta. Tosefta says you're allowed to make a sukkah b'shus haram because Bezdin gives permission. Bezdin gives permission. I guess the assumption is not everyone has a backyard, and then you know, so where are you going to put your sukkah? So not everyone has a courtyard, so it's understood that they're going to put it in the. The question is, even that Tosefta maybe doesn't apply, maybe only, I think some say, only applies when it's a Jewish-owned, you know, so the Jews are in charge.
Yes.
But like in New York, the Jews aren't in charge, so the Bezdin doesn't have a right to say take from the property. So maybe even that Magen Avraham would apply in that situation. But the question people live, this might just be with the Magen Avraham. One Magen Avraham says that it's mutter, and one Magen Avraham says that you're not allowed to, it's not just a barbarian, you don't say it, but you still can't make a bracha.
So it could be, it depends on the, I think some point down, it depends on the metzias, of who's in charge, who has a right to give, who has the autonomy to give permission.
Modern day Israel depends where the capital is. Yeah. So I don't know. That's a good question. Right. What?
Right.
Are you saying? Right. Bezdin not in charge. Right, so it might not be right. So that was question number seven. Number six was the Magen Avraham says not to make a bracha. Number seven, the Tosefta says it's mutter. The eight is the Magen Avraham on the Tosefta that says it's okay.
We said the same thing that you. What's the difference between question number six and question number eight?
It's a steerer. Question number six is the Magen Avraham in the Shulchan Aruch, where he paskins that you're not allowed to make a sukkah in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though you're still Yotzei, but you can't make a bracha leitchei b'sukkah.
Right.
Question number eight is his perish on the Tosefta, where he says b'feirish, the Tosefta says b'feirish, you can make a bracha, you can build a sukkah in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because Bezdin gives you permission. Number nine. So the Machtzis HaShekel says, he quotes that that din of Tafresh Mem test, that if you stole a lulav and you kumukoda it even before the mitzvah had nothing to do with the kinyan, so it's not a mitzvah of avera, but still it came to you via an avera, even though the mitzvah is not caused the avera, so you yotzei, but you can't make a bracha. So that was the Mangan Avraham's comparison to the same thing by Yisukah B'Shus HaRabim, that it's Yotzei because Karkanin and Zealous, but still can't make a bracha. No, he was just explaining the Mangan Avraham, that the Mangan Avraham is telling you to look in Tafresh Mem Tes. The Tafresh Mem Tes is also a case where you don't say the mitzvah, but you stole the lulav and you were koneh beforehand, but you still can't make a bracha because the maisi you did an avera, but it's not a mitzvah above avera because the avera didn't help in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Okay, then number 10, Ten Shitas Achasem Sofer. Because it's about Sukkah B'Shus HaRabim. So he quotes the Yerushalmi. And it's okay. And he's the one that's who we're quoting. That he makes the difference between Eretz Yisrael, sort of like that Magen Avraham and Eretz Yisrael. But it's Eretz Yisrael, like what the Gook was asking and what Nimrod was saying, that has to be where there's Jewish autonomy, you know, to, like Nimrod said, you know, the Bezdin has to have the right to give you permission. So Eretz Yisrael, so that's how he answers that the Yerushalmi Baba Kama that says permissible, that's in Eretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi Sukkah that says it's not permissible, it's when there's no permission, there's no more autonomy, either in Eretz Yisrael of today, like Nimrod said, or in Kutzlars. Number 11, Tein Divrei HaEliyahu Rabbah Bin Yisukah V'Shus HaRabim. So the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham says he can't make a bracha, Eliyahu Rabbah says, no, sure you can make a bracha. So what's the difference? How come in the case of the Lulav? Because in the case of lulav, lemaisa you kona the lulav in the end. So even though you were kona before the mitzvah, but it's still a shtickle, chafzashel, you know, so it's not technically mitzvah of avera, but you kona. In the karka, you never kona the karka. There's karka in the zealous. So therefore he felt that in the karka case, you can even make a bracha. In the lulav case, you can't make a bracha. Because in the lulav case, you kona the lulav. It's just you were called a lulav before the mitzvah, so the mitzvah didn't cause the kinyan. But so that case, you don't make a bracha. But in the case of when you steal a sukkah, tokev kavero, so then so that's a difference.
What would be the case of mitzvah avera of a lulav? Would have to make the bracha, like you would.
In other words, you steal. Very simple. On Sukkot morning, you go to shul, and somebody has their lulav out on the table, and you don't ask permission, assuming that he's machpid, and you just pick up his lulav to use it. So then you will go, you find it right then and there. You had in mind to steal.
Right.
But and the second you picked it up is when you were stealing, and when you were doing the mitzvah. Mashenkin, in the case of Tafresh Mem Tes, you picked it, you stole it a day before, but then you made some type of shinui, you waxed it or something like that. Okay, well, Tein Divrei HaBikur Yaakov. In Yisukah B'Shus HaRabim. So he says, the oilon was not nizer. He quotes the Magen Avraham that, you know, that's Gazel, you know, the Magen Avraham says the Goyim aren't Michael. The Goyim saying, you know, what right do you have to build? I want to walk through the whole sidewalk. You took away part of my sidewalk. So that's what Magen Avraham says. So you did the Aveira. Calculated itself, so you still did the Aveira. You can't make a bracha. So he says that the oilam is not nizer, and people make sukkahs b'shus rabim and make a bracha. And he thinks that they're right, and he thinks the Magen Avraham is difficult. Says no. He says maybe it's enough to the Bnei Ha'ir or Moichel. Because the Bnei Ha'ir could stop other people from coming into their city. And the king can give Rishus, Din de Machusa. So he says, even if we didn't get, like here, why you, they told me they don't get rishus. But he's saying that the fact that they're not mocha, whereas people have been doing this for years, so the fact that they're not mocha, it's like we got rishus. So, and calculated exalus, but still, it's still us to do. So, if you get rishus, it's okay. If they weren't mocha, let's get rishus. That's like getting rishus. So that's tzakula of people. It was not choishish from the Magen Avraham. Because Magen Avraham says he can't make a bracha. Still Yotzev, you can't make a bracha. So he's saying, no, the only Rambam made that distinction. Or Yaakov says that the Malcha says Rishus to be Mocha, and then I'm Mocha, and Mustamu, then Mocha. So that would allow me to do it Lechatchili. So that's what the Minhag Olam is Somechan. Right? The Minhag Olam people do it Lechatchila, and not everyone's. Not even YU is calling up for a shus. If YU is not calling, I mean, what do you expect anyone else to do? Eliyahu Rabbah says a different word. Eliyahu Rabbah says you make a bracha because it's different than the case over there. The case over there by the lulav, the coin of the lulav, it's just not at the time of the mitzvah. So at the end of the day, you kona, so there's shmeks of aveira there, because you kona. But karka shein and zealous, you never kona the karka, so even though you did aveira, but it's too far removed. So Eliyahu Rabbah says you can make a bracha, and the Vikor Yagam says you can make a bracha, but the Magen Avraham says he can't. And, you know, Magen Avraham, you know, is known to be, like Rav Shekel pointed out, that he was the poisek of Arachayim. Magen Avraham. That's the safer. The safer.
Right.
I told you, Rav Gelli said you can't fudge a mug in a brum. If you didn't prepare for a Gemara shiur, you can him and whore. But if you're giving a shiur mug in a brum,
he gave one.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you can. According to the Bikurei Yaakov, the first year that the person puts up sukkah, will be automatically until it's established that there isn't a machal, it would be automatically.
No, because probably they put it up a day or two before. And they still weren't marker. You say, please, sir, they would put it up like on Yontif, and then you see?
They put it up like 10 seconds before Yontif.
Yeah, but they usually don't. Usually you put up a cooker. There are a lot of people who do things last minute, believe me. There's a whole last minute contingency in this world.
So the fact they didn't make a macha when they put it up 2 days earlier means that they're okay for doing it for the entire week.
Right. Okay, that's what he said. He seems to say. It's very Yaakov. He said it's the Rebbe of Rabina Hirsch, right? That's it.
How do we answer the steer on
So either you say like Chassid Tov, what is talking about Eretz Yisrael, or what is talking about?
One person walks in to follow the complaint, and you have to take it down. One goes to
probably. One Jew that wants to be really
in. Yeah, in other words, what would it be if some person was to file a complaint? A call for city could say, I don't know.
Why use office and say, I want to complain about this.
Forget YU's office. Go to the...
Above that.
Above that, YU's office. So,
the government is controlled by the Jews, right?
I don't know, it could be... I can't imagine that people didn't complain over... Not on YU, but like in other communities.
They really know about it, because one of the people is probably working with it. They say, okay, we'll try, but they won't... The government won't do anything for it. If they came into YU, then you know that people are upset about it.
Yeah, if it would make the press.
I'm sure that for a random non-Jew that lives in Brooklyn or in Muncie, it gets to be a little bit more of an issue when every 5 feet is another giant hut in the middle of Avenue J. Right?
In places in New Jersey, in suburbia, where they don't even allow you to park cars or anything. On the streets like that. So. Right, those places have backyards. So but I'm saying that there, so that would be the difference. If you live in Teaneck, so you probably would be. No one in Teaneck makes the sukkah on the sidewalk, right? Right, but. Because in Williamsburg and all the time.
Right. But if there's one non Jew in Flatbush, not just Avenue J, fine. They're all Flatbush. Right, there's one non-Jew that is. But he's not saying it. There's this Italian guy who lives on Avenue East 7th and Avenue X.
The question is,
what's considered a machal? One guy that wants to go over to the government's office and complain, or 150 people?
No, but then they have to take him seriously.
The one guy.
Yeah.
So if they file a complaint, and then all the people that voted the councilmen into office that were all considered Jews...
Yeah, so the council will say, well, don't worry, we'll take care of this guy.
You can have everyone that isn't Jewish in Brooklyn complaining, and it would make a difference.
Right, you have to see...
Every non-Jew in Brooklyn could complain, and it wouldn't make a difference, because every rabbi tells all the Hasidim to vote for the guy that gets elected to office, and it wouldn't make a difference anyway.
Okay, that's good. So we voted him in, because we want to do the sukkah. Okay. Okay. You said well. That's question 12. Number 13. Tendi me rukas habaisa. Meini sukkah v'shus rabim. So he says that says only really a time that came in the Alpir Dina de Malchusa Harishus Nesuna Lemushle Eir Lishlot Rechovus Kirya Kefirat Sodom Ve'erichus Lemish Asher Eino Mivnei Ha'ir Limkos V'yadam He came cheat in the Lagar Mikaka should the Straka Shame Bible the Mahani Yeh Shafil Mikaka. So according to Dina de Malchusa, the Moshe Yeh have, they're in charge of the streets. You don't have to worry about other people from other communities because they have no say. Came the Kapanim, which was pushed earlier near the Mishnah, is a rival rain. You don't have a shirt on Peter, the Lord of the Shift, because all of them pull over. I'm going to go He wants to say maybe it's also a difference between stealing from a guy and stealing from a Jew. Against Israel, Ikak paid the Havinam Shaliach and Mamo and Lee Israel. Ain't Kilok even Starshi Leila Gazan alone. When Shain came to Goy, he came to the company of Mamon al Shaloyach and Mamon at the Goy. El Shah Israel, Loyasa Avla, Shavachim Hani Avakri came in the Israel Mashalim the Mamo, Kilom Starshi Leila, meaning Israel also Shum Avla, Moshach Time El Shalikh. Benafshom, Hegel, Midas, Hamsonus, all the Bemis, Babel, Bemis, Lodia, Mitzer, Klau, Mishim Hachi, Utsa, Fash, Fash, Lodia. So he says, by Israel, the Iker did of Gazel is that you shouldn't chaser his mama. By a guy, it's not so much a campaign on his Chasim Mamon, because it could be the quote of a guy that's not Shomer Mitzvah Spinei Noach, but it's that you shouldn't get these Midos Ros. But maybe that doesn't apply if you're not doing it for your own benefit, you're just doing it for the Mitzvah. So mainly even the lechatchila level would be okay because you're not doing it for your own benefit. Because in other words, what's the problem? You're taking from a goy because the Jews are moichel you, but the goyim are not. So what's the problem of stealing karka from goy? It's not his loss, but the fact that you're getting these midos rolls. But the midos rolls are only if you're doing it for yourself. If you're doing it for the mitzvah, then maybe not. So maybe that's why it's at the gomer. Okay, maybe. Then we said 10 divrei hamalbim. In Yisukim Rishus Harabim. Right, so the malbim says an unbelievable thing, right? The pasuk in the Chemia says they didn't do sukkahs since the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So why did they do sukkahs for so long? It is with Yushalayim. Was in the Schaltel Lishvatim. So any place they're going to build a sukkah is going to be a sukkah Rishus Harabim. But then when they got Eretz Yisrael again in the time of Ezra, so then they made a special Tanai that you should be able to build sukkahs. But beforehand, it was just a broader community. that Yerushalayim is no neskalkel l'shvatim, so there's no place to build a sukkah. But at the time of Ezra, they reclaimed Yerushalayim, and they made a new chazakah, a new kinyan, and then they included in this thing a special provision that you can be able to make sukkahs. But beforehand, now, fascinating shot. I told you, we have to look this up. Rav Kook used to quote this in the Moed Nehriya, right? Rav Nehriya, with the Moedim. So he quotes that Rav Kook would quote this Malbim. Okay, number 15. Tena Mokor Sh. Oh. Okay, around. This is good. So you can't make a sukkah out of something that is a kabel tuma. So what's the source? So it says chaga sukkas tosal chavosbuchem agardecha mikvecha. So the Gemara says besolus gorin v'yekiv hakosu medaber. The besolus of the gorin v'yekiv. That's the chaff. That is not the grape itself, but the vine. So the Gemara learns from there that it's only the psolus. So the psolus is not mekabel tuma. Only the ochel is mekabel tuma. Right, so that's how we learn out that you can only make a sukkah from something that's mekabel is not mekabel tuma. Okay, number 16. Tei divrei gemara b'inyan eizeh machzelas k'sher l'sichuch ve'eizeh machzelas p'sum l'sichuch. So if it's a chzelas that's made l'shchiva, it's no good, but l'sichuch it is good. And then Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that's the Tosus Rid, says that the merchants Shabokim Tagur Stam Lav Shiva Vidi. So the Ubud makes it, you know, for whatever you want it from. You can either look at Lachar Kinyasa. So you should follow what it's bought for. So you can always talk about Acha, you can become all stubborn. So he says you follow the Kona. Because the Uber just, you know, he buys it to make money. So what is the best of the coders? But the Rush says a Chiddush that even if you buy it for Sichuch, it depends on the Mokum, Minag HaMokum. If the Minag HaMokum is for Shechiva, then it's a Din of Marasai, and then it's no good. But then we saw the Din in the Meiri. Who says also like the Tosas Rin. he says that same idea, like the Tosfos read that you. So it's whatever you code it for. And then we said ten different her advance. Machzela shakodim shasol sichuch vasol adolfin. Doesn't matter. If it's made the sichuch, poshut that it's kasherer. But the chiddush of the Rabbi the Tosfos read is even if it wasn't necessarily made the sichuch, but you bore the sichuch, that's good enough. And even the Rosh just says you have to follow the minhag hamakom. But if it's machzel shekodem shasol sichuch, but it's a little rim around it, it's also good because it's not made for as a base kibul.
What was the sheikh of Ramaz?
That if machzel shekodem that was made for sichuch, and also there was a rim made around it on the perimeter, you could use it for schach because it was made in sichuch. Even though the Gemara says if there's a rim around you shouldn't use it, because that's maybe a kibul, that's only machzel stam. But if it's made specifically for sichuch, it doesn't matter that it has a rim around it. That's not called a base kibul. It's not made for a base kibul. And question 20 we did, chiddush Tosfos Rid, chiddush Rosh, sichuch machzelus, right? The Tosfos Rid says he followed the kona. The Rosh Hashanah is the minhag hamakom. And then the You think if they're made specifically for the Shiva, it's not going to help.
Right.
If it's
done, then you go after the
car. And then we have the Bikur Yaakov on page 17. And he says that if it was made for Shchiva, that's it, that is a problem. It was made in favor of Shkiva, then it's too late. but if it was made stam, then not. And then we said, what's the mechaber? The mechaber seems to... that if it was made for shechiva, that's not going to help that you bought it l'sicha. And the mechaber, what does he say? The mechaber here, yeah, on page 14, it says, if you have tanas mustam al shechiva, and the Ramah is the one who adds in that you have to follow the row, but he just says depends upon what it's a tana gedola. So the Ramah quotes the Rush, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, what if you use something to cover Schora? That could also be a problem, right? So it's not L'shchiva, it's not L'sicha, but it's to cover the merchandise. Right? What page is there? 25. Shkala Shchiva, he says, is not, it's not only Stavi Shchiva Mektana Gdolo. Yeah. So he makes that same chiluk between Ketana and Gedola, and then he says here, he says, "Achmidin there is zelush kishchiva, shei osim kabalas aschora, v'avu kibes kibul." So anything that you're gonna put on over the, you know, wrap it in. You're gonna take these cloths to wrap the merchandise in. That's like a base kibul. So that's like that's in Kabbalah. So therefore, even though you're not using it for Shechiva, but that's like a base kibbutz. So if you have a mat that was manufactured to wrap merchandise, that's also going to be a problem. Okay, the Bosei, we're up to the new sugya. We did test the yud. So we're up to question 24. Pretty good. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, we'll see. Maybe we'll start a little earlier. We'll see. I'm speaking from 9:30 to 10:30, so we could be, usually we have shiur from 11:30 to 12, maybe we'll do 11 to 12 tomorrow. If we need, maybe we'll use the classroom. When I get into the base measures here, we'll make a decision.